Praise be to the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Do you remember back in the good old days when you could tell Christmas was just around the corner by a change in the weather? Not a temperature change, but something different. Do you remember that the air would become thick with anticipation and excitement? Everything had that certain joyful ring to it. Do you remember when you knew it was very close because radio stations started playing Christmas carols and the stores started selling decorations and the television commercials started pushing toys? Today, it seems, all that means is we've just finished Halloween. I've been in stores that were selling Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas decorations all at the same time. And I've heard radio stations start playing Christmas music right after the kids come home from trick-or-treating. And times have changed over these long years, but not everything's changed. We still see the busyness of Christmas all around us. We see stores full of shoppers, calendars stuffed more than a Christmas turkey, and scarcely any free time to really enjoy the season. And some of this is unavoidable. If you don't believe me, sit down a child and explain to him that Santa will not be shopping for him this year because you want more time to relax and enjoy Christmas. Or tell your extended family that you're unwilling to celebrate with them because you want a month for reflection. Neither of those will end well, I'm sure. But some things are avoidable. Maybe you don't have to respond affirmatively to every single invitation that you receive. Or maybe you don't have to buy a gift for every single person in your address book. Or maybe the first times you block out are those that are reserved for devotional time with God. You probably recall hearing a suggestion just like that a year ago, and I'm guessing that maybe we haven't thought about it much since. And you see, that's one reason that we have Advent. It's a time to remind ourselves to breathe, to just be still and breathe. To remove from our minds the task lists that are always changing and set aside the stress that the season might be causing you and discard the guilt that you might have about not spending enough time in conversation with God and just breathe. And in your stillness, turn away from all of those distractions and focus your eyes on the cross. What do you see? Bodies removed, the blood's washed away, and all that remains is a stillness. It's a stillness of peace. It's a stillness of calm. And it's a stillness of love. You see, what remains is God's compassion. And if you look down to the base, you'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. See, this is Advent. And over the next 3 weeks, we're going to lean into that stillness. We're going to lean into the stillness of the cross through several unexpected passages. We'll recount the suffering and death of Christ, but we'll do it through the lens of Christmas. And we'll do it with baby Jesus. We'll journey to the manger, but at the same time, we'll also find ourselves journeying to the cross. Because even though we might want to travel to Bethlehem, it's Golgotha where we should be headed. So tonight we read of the conversation between Pilate and Jesus. And I just want to read a portion of it. Starting in verse 2, it said, "And Pilate asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And he answered him, 'You have said so.' And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, 'Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you.' But Jesus made no further answer, and so Pilate was amazed." Jesus made no reply. Can you picture this? Even before the morning sun, the air was thick with anticipation, stress, and activity. And there was movement everywhere, from everyone. The chief priests, they were seeking testimony from anybody that they could find who might know Jesus. And the witnesses were entering and exiting, and all the guards were spitting on him and striking him. And they were all yelling, "Prophesy, prophesy." The sun, when it rose, didn't stop the activity. But all it did, it just moved it to Pilate. And there, the chief priests accused Jesus, and Pilate joined them in demanding a response from him. And in all this commotion, Jesus remained silent. Now, at this moment, he could have called his army of angels. And they would have descended to earth, destroyed the Roman army, and set Jesus free. Not a soldier would be left alive, not a single one. You know, at this moment, Jesus could have saved himself. He could have walked right out of that residence. He could have ascended up into heaven. He could have done anything that he wanted to do. And he did. He remained still. And he remained silent. You see, in this stillness, and in his silence, what he showed was compassion. He showed them, and he shows us today, that he came to save, not to destroy. He came to seek, not to scatter. And through the stillness of compassion, he would ransom us from the fertile ways inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things such as gold and silver, but with the precious blood of Christ. He would gather us to him, and he would lead us to his cross. And at the foot of the cross, that's where we find freedom. And that's where we also find our baby Jesus. And although he can't speak, and although he can't walk, he can love, and he can save. And it is there in that manger that he calls us to him. But not to look down towards the bed, but to look up towards the cross and to see the compassion that engulfs it. See, this is where we're heading. And Christmas is just the first step in that journey. So tonight, I encourage you to be still and to contemplate the compassion of that cross. Let's pray. Lord, in the chaos of our lives, especially in this time before Christmas, we take a moment and breathe. We know that soon we will leave this church and reintroduce ourselves to the busyness of our calendars and checklists. But tonight, we set all of that aside and turn to you. In the stillness of this very moment, we look upon the cross and remind ourselves of the compassion and love that you have for each of us. Amen. And at this time, I invite you to take just a few minutes of silence, a few minutes before we sing that next song, and reflect on where you need his compassion in your life right now. Where do you need to experience his gentleness and his mercy and his grace? Tonight, he's with you right here, right now. And the shadow of his cross, it falls upon you in love. And let it wrap your pains, your sins, your needs, all of that in his compassionate peace.